All right, here at Kip Cullors' record-breaking field day, I'm speaking with, well, Kip Cullors, the man who's hosting this event here along with BASF and Pioneer. Kip, how do you feel about the turnout that you have? This is just the first day. We've got two more days, but how do you feel about the turnout?
Well, Cindy, it's pretty good. We've got expecting 2,000 to 3,000 farmers here, and I think everybody's pretty excited about what they're seeing. We got a lot of new products out there. We got a lot of experimental BASF products out there, a lot of experimental Pioneer products out there, and I'm just honored that everybody drove all the way down here. We got Canadians here, and boy, it's hot, and my gosh, they probably haven't seen quite this much heat, but they're surviving.
When you first came up with this idea, maybe not even a year ago, I don't think it was, did you think it would be quite this big a turnout?
No, not really. But Dave Canal told me that it was his idea, and he said, yeah, I think we ought to do that. So we did it, and he said, there'd be a lot of people there. We kept it really hush-hush for a long time about all the media knew about it, but we was concerned we'd have 30,000, or Dave was, but I don't know if we'd had that many. Most people probably melt down here in this heat, but we're surviving.
I sat in on a couple. We've already had three group question and answer sessions. What have been the main questions that you've been getting from the farmers?
Well, they're just wanting to know what kind of new things I'm trying, and we've got a high study out there, and they all want to know about plant health. They all want to know about plant health, and I preach about plant health over and over and over. I sound like a broken record, but I just don't know how to stress that enough, that the importance of plant health. A happy plant is a healthy plant, and everybody's ever heard me come and talk, I say that numerous times during the talk.
It's become your mantra. You're kind of repeating that over and over, and you also repeat over and over the two main things that growers should keep in mind.
Plant the best genetics for their farm and protect with an insecticide and fungicide program.
Now, one of the things that you've been telling the growers here, too, you've had a very wet year here in southwest Missouri, and you've done two applications of Headline. Why has that been so important for your plant health?
Well, because we were so wet early that you know, the more rain or moisture you get, the more chance you have the breed disease. And you know, it goes back to this I've been saying all day long, you know, those that ever plant out there, main goal in life, if nothing else, is to produce at least one seed and hope that next year's a better year. And maybe that's a year it makes 100 seeds. And, you know, actually corn and soybeans is a weed. We just cultivated them into a commodity crop, and that's the way weeds are, that if it has a bad year, it only makes one seed and hope next year's better.
Now, what do you say to producers who might say, well, you know, that's okay for you. You can spend that much money on crop protection, but you know, they may not think that it's worth to spend that kind of money.
It's a no-brainer, in my opinion. I've said this several times, that if you're not using fungicide, you obviously can't stand prosperity.
Some people like to be poor.
Yeah, some people enjoy being poor. I happen to not. My wife definitely don't. So she keeps the whip cracked on me pretty hard to make lots and lots of money so that we're not poor, I guess.
That's really all the questions I have, Kip. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, hey, I appreciate you coming down, Cindy, and having to endure the heat with us. What did I call you there about a week ago? And I said, Cindy, are you sure you're coming? I hope you're coming to southwest Missouri. We got a lot of exciting things to come. And I called a few of my favorite media and made sure they was coming. And they're all here.
And it's been our pleasure. This has been a wonderful event. It's run very smoothly. The barbecue last night, by the way, was excellent. Your wife did a wonderful job. And really, it's been a great event. And I thank you very much for inviting us. Thanks a lot, Kip.